Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
She's one of the best loved presenters in Ireland and has been a familiar face on Irish screen since she burst onto it in 1999. And the adrenaline, I forgot about this, the high adrenaline sports show Rapid with Jason Sherlock. Remember that one? Well, Catherine Thomas is still a fitness junkie. She joins us this morning to talk about, well, what she's been up to of late and all about her brand new fitness boot camps. Catherine, have you ever been on and you lost your voice?
No, but I have had the tickle in the back of the throat. You know, when every time you talk, you think you're going to cough.
Yeah.
But no, I was listening to you on the way in. You sound fantastic. See? I think you've got that sexy husky thing going on.
I'll take it and I'll run with it. But listen, I saw you on the Saturday Night Show recently.
Mm.
You were brilliant. You looked fantastic. You also looked like you were having the crack.
Absolutely.
You got to meet Noel Gallagher.
Yes. Yeah.
You were a big Oasis fan.
I was a huge Oasis fan. Yeah, never really got the Blur gang. I was always the Noel and Liam gang. And of course, I was delighted when I was found out I was going to be on the same night as them, you know. And of course, I met Brendan outside and always loves to stir it, you know, stir the pot. I actually thought he was hilarious, you know. And Noel was looking at him blankly going, who the hell are you talking about? And Brendan said, are you going to, do you know, like, what would you say if I told you Catherine Thomas was on? And
I loved your reaction. That was the best way. Natural, going, thanks a million, Brendan, for hanging me in
there.
I thought it was gas.
And I just loved them because they were like two grumpy men together. They were like two grumpy men sitting there giving out. And yeah, but I mean, he's got a great sense of humour, and he's got this dry wit that that's why I always liked Noel. You know, I always fancied Liam, but always kind of thought Noel was the cool one.
He is a bit of a dude. There's that great picture of you on Twitter of the two of you together, which is great. Now, come here, the boot camps, you've just kicked off Pure Results boot camps. So we've been talking over the years different things to do with Operation Transformation. You're really into fitness yourself. So this almost seemed like a completely natural progression.
Yeah, well, I over the years doing the travel show, when I was doing No Frontiers, I would go away and I would do these, you know, if the crew had left to go home after a shoot, I would stay on. And if you're traveling on your own, you kind of check into these, whether it's an Ayurvedic retreat in India or a hiking retreat up in Vermont. So because again, you're going to meet a group of people. So but a lot of what I did was, it was sort of mindfulness and yoga and quite relaxing. And then last year I put on the few pounds, having enjoyed kind of a couple of months off during the summer, and said, right, need to get myself back on track. Found this place in Spain, booked myself in for the week, and it was a real workout. It was a real, like, you were on a calorie controlled diet, and then you worked out hard during the week, you know. And when I went, I didn't know whether I was going to fat camp or whether I was going to fit camp. You know, I didn't know whether it was all going to be the gym bunnies going around with the tight bums, or whether it was going to be people that were very overweight that were there to lose a lot of weight. And I didn't know where. Anyway, I went and it was for everybody. So I sort of felt somewhere in the middle. I had a level of fitness, a good level of fitness. I wanted to drop the few pounds, and we just had the most amazing week. And for me, what it was the women that were unfit or very overweight, at the end of that week, at the beginning, they were like, I can't run, my boobs are too big, or I've had four kids, or I don't know, you know. And there was a kind of I can't attitude. And actually, in 7 days, what transpired was being in an environment where you had support, where your calories were counted for you, where you were in a group where everybody was pushing you to do your best. It just, there was a self-belief that came at the end of that week, which I found really inspiring. And so it got the brain thinking. I said, I'd love to do it. We live in one of the most beautiful countries in the world. You know, I went away and I would have loved to have done, you know, something like this at home. So I drove all around Ireland and found a magical place. It's an island called Inishbeg Island. It's in West Cork between Baltimore and Skibbereen. It's run by a fantastic couple called Paul and Georgie Keane. It's a wedding, you know, primarily a wedding venue as well. Lovely wedding venue.
It's a private island.
Private island. So you drive over this stone bridge, and I knew the minute I drove over the bridge, I said, this is the place. It feels holistic. It's magical. It feels like you're away from everything. And they've got little self-catering cottages on the grounds. You're surrounded by water. It's 2.5 kilometres that we can, you know, walk or jog around the island. And I just knew that this was the place, because you really feel removed from everywhere. And West Cork is stunning.
Stunning.
Like, my mother is from Kerry, right? So we would have always gone that neck of the woods. Whereas West Cork, we do day trips out to Sherkin Island, to Loch Eyne, the Sheep sheep's head. So, and what I wanted was for people to really feel like they've had a holiday at the end of this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. Shirkin Island is lovely. Did you get the ferry over
yeah.
and back?
Yeah. So we get the boat that comes, collects us and straight out over to Shirkin. So, I didn't want this to be a Sergeant Bilko boot camp. The trainers that I have are absolutely fantastic. So everybody works out together, but you're pushed past your own comfort zone. So if you're starting from, say, if you're starting from point A, you'll push yourself from point B. If you're starting at point D, you're moving yourself from point E. So everybody works out together. We do a lot of team building. There's yoga, mindfulness, and we do a lot of nutrition talks as well.
That's what I was going to say, because sometimes I've gone on these things before, loved them, but once I went and we were starving. We were all having little meetings in a break going, did anyone bring anything?
Yeah.
Who has crackers? Who has sweets? Who's chocolate? Don't tell them. And kind of pooling our resources. And so on yours, how controlled is the diet?
Well, it depends. You see, it depends on what your goal is. So every client is different. So if there's somebody coming for weight loss, they'll be on a calorie controlled diet. So they'll be on maybe 1400 calories, right? 14 to 1600 calories. This all depends on their BMI. It depends on their height. It depends on their weight. So you get a consultation with Jen O'Callaghan, who's my nutritionist. She's the on-site nutritionist. So you fill out your stats before you even get near the island, and she does a half-hour consultation with you before you get there. So she establishes your goals, what you want to achieve by the end of the week. And then at the end of your week on the island, there's a two-week aftercare program that we devise with the trainers, with Jen. We have an on-site, a fantastic chef in Michelle McCormick as well. And we'll devise the plan for you. So are you going to be feeling full and satisfied? Yes. Are you going to work hard, you know, and are you going to burn fat? Yes, you are, absolutely. But if you're there for fitness, you're going to be on a much bigger portion than somebody who's there for weight loss.
I think having you there, because we know you obviously from TV, we know you from radio, and I think having you there and watching you the way you are with the contestants on Operation Transformation, we know that you're not going to leave us hanging, basically. Mm. There isn't that fear factor. Did you go to that Spanish one on your own, or do you think, can people go to your boot camps on their own, or
absolutely.
What do you recommend?
About, like, I mean, we're our first two camps are almost fully booked now at this point, which is fantastic. I was going on my own to the one in Spain, and at the very last minute, a friend of mine, Antonia, decided to come with me. But and that was at the last minute, but I was going on my own because, and I've done so many of these on my own because I think it does, you're there to as a group, and that's the bottom line. You're there to meet people, you're there for yourself. But for me, what's so special about it is you are there to work on yourself. This is an investment in you. And there's so, your day is so busy. We're up at 6 or 7 in the morning and we're moving right the way through till 8 o'clock at night, you know. So
wow, that is
Grace is sitting beside you there is going, what am I going to be able for this? But you absolutely are, because there's high intensity exercise classes like boxing, circuits, swimming, interval sprints, and then that's mixed with, it could be walking, stretching, yoga, day trips. So it's very much, everything is absolutely doable, you know.
Now, and it's one thing in Spain, okay, with temperatures of mid-20s and higher, but what if West Cork has a particularly wet, cold day? Is it no matter what the weather, we're doing this?
Absolutely. And I think that's it. I for me, and talking to people down through the years about fitness, you know, I think the weather puts a lot of people off. I'm saying once you get out there, there's nothing more invigorating than running in the rain, or, you know, than having your backpack on and being out in, you know, in the wilds. And that, for me, that's a really special part of why I've chosen this location as well. It is the outdoors, and it's just, it's magical. And I just think that people need to get out of the mindset of having to go into a gym, you know, and not sticking the runners on. You can train, you can work out, and you can get the body that you want with absolutely no money. Do you know what I mean?
There's a really good line a fitness trainer told me before. There's no such thing as bad weather. It's bad equipment, bad clothes.
Yeah, that's it. So once you're layered up, you've got your runners on. And the thing for me, I've learned so much, and with this business, setting up this business was, I mean, I had never done anything like this before. So I was going, I'm going to make women come down, women and men come down. It's probably our client ratio is probably 70-30. We've got a lot of interest from guys. And I was literally going, I'm going to go down and make them feel amazing about themselves. But setting up the business was a totally different.
Yeah, I mean, you're a broadcaster going into this business.
Yeah, so it was all about insurance and public liability and trainers and logos and marketing and branding. And, you know, I have great support. The Great Outdoors, the clothing store, The Great Outdoors, are my official sponsor. They have been amazing, just helping me and giving me a bit of advice in terms of what I need to do. And so they've been incredible coming on board. Paul Byrne gives me a lot of help as well. And then My Home Fitness talked me through the sort of the weights and stuff like that that I needed. So I've had loads of support. But what it's done, I have a newfound respect for people and women who set up their own business. You know, I have a public profile, so I'm able to get doors opened and get people to sit down in front of me. But I have a newfound respect. It's a difficult thing to do. It takes every minute of your day. And so for everybody who has set up their own company, I say fair play to you. And I wish everybody success, because it can be a difficult road, you know.
And what about your own fitness journey? I know at different times, you know, we do look at you, and I've heard you talk about that before, where you're standing and you look gorgeous beside the contestants who have to be wearing the Lycra for the weigh-ins each week, which is hard. But you give great support and have always been very hands-on with Operation Transformation, and have talked about your own fitness and at times weight battles.
Yeah, I was quite overweight when I was a teenager, you know, and as a kid, I was always running around. I mean, my mom and dad, it was, you know, when you come home from school, the telly is not on. You're outside, out the door, door closed until it gets dark, and running around, climbing trees. So we were always very active. And then in my sort of early teens, as what happens with a lot of girls, I think, you know, you kind of slow down. I wasn't taking part in sport. And it was probably about three or four years that then, you know, when I was about 15 or 16, I really got into football and basketball and hockey and all of that. So, and, you know, I love my food. I love my food. I love my glasses of red wine. I love the cheese. They're my downfalls. I love going out for dinner with my mates. So I'm not going to sacrifice that. It means I have to work out harder during the week. I'm not a skinny mini. Never will be. Don't want to be. But I do have to keep my weight in check. So I do have to work hard to maintain where I am. And for me, I suppose, in Operation Transformation, I feel that, you know, there has to be a level of support. The leaders put themselves out there, and they are so brave, you know, and they put themselves out there in front of the entire nation for people to judge them and look at them and watch them, and they're under the microscope. So the whole part of the whole team on Operation Transformation, behind the cameras, in front of the cameras, everybody gives them the 100% support.
And you do. I mean, I look at your schedule. It is no secret you're one of the hardest working women in show business. But even whether you're on the front cover doing a no makeup selfie for Life magazine for The Independent, or whether you're on screen doing The Voice is back this weekend, or whether it's Operation Transformation, how do you juggle it all? I mean, there must be days where you're going, I can't move.
Yeah, well, this year, to be honest, has been difficult, because this business was just a whole other project that had been bubbling away in the background. And then when I started to get, you know, it all started to come together, and I was keeping that quiet while the two shows were going on, and we were getting ready for The Voice. But I'm somebody who likes being busy. I'm not somebody who is good at sitting still. Everything, I am not happy unless there's a new challenge in front of me, which can be quite challenging for a partner or my friends or my family. So yeah, I'm somebody who likes being taking stuff and facing it, and, you know, finding a problem and having a problem and finding a solution. So yeah, I think I'm just like being busy. You come back to me in July, when I'll probably be flaked out on a beach somewhere going, nobody talk to me.
We have a couple of texts in for you here. Can you ask Catherine, does she cater for paleo eaters?
Absolutely, yeah. As I said, the menu plan for everybody is tailor-made. So if you're vegetarian, vegan, paleo, we can look after everybody. Yeah.
Okay, great idea from Catherine. Everything she says is 100% correct. Just lost nearly 9 stone through a similar program. So do you give an idea? If somebody goes, Catherine, I want to do it and I want to lose X, they'll meet. How do you assess if what's realistic, or if they just want to tone up?
It absolutely is down to the individual. So I can't say to you, it has to be every individual is different. So it'll depend on where you're starting from. If you're starting from 3 stone overweight, then there'll be a realistic goal that you can lose within the 7 days, and what you can lose over the 3 week program. So what I wanted to put that the 2 week aftercare program in, because I felt that was lacking in what I had done over the years and camps and ventures that I had researched. So in 3 weeks, you can set very realistic targets. You can learn. This is about a kickstart. If you are out there, you feel like, you know, this is something that you need. You just, sometimes people just need a hand up, not a handout, a hand up. And for me, that's what I want this project to be about. It's about giving people life skills that they can go away and they can incorporate stuff into their daily lives that will start, you know, that they can maintain forever, you know. So Yeah, so look, it really depends on the individual, on how much weight they're going to lose or how much their fitness will improve.
Okay. The other thing, Carl was talking about in Operation Transformation, wasn't it? That idea of 80-20.
Yeah.
It's 80% your exercise, 20% your food. Do you go with that? Will you be using that idea?
I think, yeah, I mean, I actually hadn't heard Carl say that. I think it's certainly for this 3-week programme, I think it would be, for me, it's 50-50, you know. And that's because, you know, you're not going to be on a calorie restricted diet forever. So this is a plan for a week. At the end of the week, when you leave Inishbeg, you will get a programme that your gen might feel that your calorie count must come up by X amount or Y amount, because you're obviously not going to, you know, stay on the very low calorie count for the entire time, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's about working with the individual, and every client will be different.
I think it sounds brilliant. There's going to be great crack. We have also with Carlo, right, we're bringing you back to home. You still get massive support from there, don't you? I know you were joking one stage about Saoirse Ronan, she's also, but no matter what you're doing, you get brilliant support from home.
Absolutely, 100%. And it's, you know, when people say, I just feel I wish I could get home more, you know. My mom's still down there and I've loads of friends still there, and they're very supportive, you know, whether it's this new project I'm doing or on the show, or you go home and you're down the supermarket and people come up and go, well done, you know. And yeah, I was joking that Saoirse Ronan kind of, you know, came in and stole the Carlo crown, but absolutely rightly so. And it's brilliant, you know, we've, the county is, you know, Sean O'Brien, Saoirse Ronan, Livia O'Leary, there's some good stock, as they say.
Fine fettle, people.
Fine fettle.
Now, tell us, so how can people, if they want to find out, how can they book? We have a text here. I so want to go. How do I book?
Okay, it's pureresultsbootcamp.com is the website. All the information is there, so check it out. As I said, places are limited. Aisling is in the office, and the phone number is 087-441-7090. That's 087-441-7090. She can answer any of your questions. And yeah, but the website is probably the best place to
Excellent.
Go.
We should put that up on the Facebook. Now, The Voice is back.
Yes,
this weekend,
on Sunday.
So it's a good job that Ashing's in the office, because you won't have time to take calls. So tell us, what can you tell us?
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it, because I'm watching the battles like everybody else over the last couple of weeks. And because we shot those in November, I'm thinking back. I'm going, did that person get through? What happened? You know, what song did they sing? So, and then, of course, you know, the bell rings. But yeah, so look, I think they've all got, the four coaches have really strong teams. I think Una and Rachel have just been brilliant this year. They're very competitive. These girls are back. They're here to win, you know.
Rachel had to hold her own, though, at one stage, didn't she?
Yeah.
With the two lads.
Well, they were like two schoolboys screaming over her, and I think she had to sort of toughen up, because she's so lovely, she's so polite and so genuinely gorgeous. And I mean, you just have to look at her. Oh, I think our male our male audience must have increased by about 50% when the two girls joined up. And but yeah, I mean, they're having the crack as well, you know. So I can't wait. The live knockouts starting on Sunday, and yeah, 6:30, can't wait.
Excellent. Catherine, so the website again, pureresults.com.
pureresultsbootcamp.com.
Nice. That's a good way for us to remember it. pureresultsbootcamp.com. Thank you so much for coming in.